We turn now to Brazil, where the Greens are protesting rather than celebrating. Brazil's acting president, Michel Temer, is from a more conservative party than his suspended predecessor, Dilma Rousseff. She's facing impeachment for financial misconduct. And Green activists in Brazil are worried about what Temer's rightward shift might mean as the legislature considers major changes to environmental rules. I asked the world's Brazil correspondent, Will Carlos, to explain.
There are micro worries and there are macro worries. So on the macro side, it's the general idea that we have a rightward shift to a more conservative government at a time of political and economic crisis in Brazil. And in part, that economic crisis is being blamed on over-restrictive protections of the environment and things like that. So the fear is that these guys will sort of seek to boost the economy, seek to get things going again by rolling back regulations. That's kind of the macro side. And then on the micro side, you have things like this constitutional amendment that they're trying to push that would literally just allow the promoter of a big project to sort of file an environmental impact report and then get on with it and start their project, as opposed to the long, arduous system they have now, which has some checks and balances to make sure that large parts of the rainforest aren't being chopped down, for example.
Right. And are those activists concerned that the people who will be affected are the people who live in the rainforest or pretty much everybody, rural, urban, across Brazil?
They are indeed, Marco. So here's a guy called Christian Poirier from Amazon Watch, who I spoke to a couple of days ago.
Temer's cabinet now is stacked with people who are anti-indigenous, who support measures which would essentially end demarcations of indigenous territories, and not only end these demarcations, but allow for large projects to be built inside of indigenous territories.
So, Will, former President Dilma Rousseff hasn't been officially impeached yet. It's unclear how long Michel Temer will be president. How real do you think those concerns are from environmentalists?
Well, I feel like I write a lot of stories in Brazil, which are sort of, here is this nasty, scary bill that's coming down the line, but how many of them actually become law? And so I put that question to a few people last week, and what they told me was, look, this is very real. I mean, some of these laws are in their very final stages. They've already passed through all the committees and such that they need to go through, and now they're really just kind of waiting on a vote of Congress and the president's seal. President Dilma Rousseff, not the sort of best environmental champion out there, but she had pledged to veto some of these laws. She's now gone, and Temer shows all signs that he will sort of sign on to them. So the environmentalists are very worried. They see this as a very imminent threat, and they say, you know, it's not crying wolf. We've got to be really careful.
Yeah, so the environmentalists are not fans of Michel Temer. There were also protests against Temer this weekend when he apparently temporarily shut down the Ministry of Culture. Artists and actors infuriated by that. Who likes Michel Temer right now?
I imagine his wife likes him. I mean, I can't think of too many other people, but I mean, he's a very, very deeply unpopular figure. So, I mean, he's got a lot to prove. He hasn't really had a good couple of weeks either. So he's got to get cracking at making friends and influencing people.
Will, is there something I'm not getting about politics in Brazil? If Temer used to be Dilma Rousseff's vice president, how come he seems to be changing all sorts of things she set in motion?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And something that people outside of Brazil perhaps don't understand is that the way that presidents are elected in Brazil is very different. What tends to happen here is that you'll have a sort of a coalition, a cobbling together of several different parties. Unlike in the States, where it's sort of one party against the other, here it's a coalition and they sort of form teams. And one of the big things you do to get one of the minor parties on board is to offer things like a vice presidentship. But in this case, obviously, it sort of backfired on Dilma, and somebody who used to be sort of a compatriot of hers is now a mortal enemy.
Will Carlos, the world's reporter in Rio de Janeiro. Thanks as always, Will.
Thank you.
You're tuned to The World.